Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, some members of the Boston Red Sox head to the White House to celebrate last year's World Series win. But as we said, some members of the team. Manager Alex Cora and a number of players of color are skipping the visit. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us to explain. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Deb.
So earlier this week, Alex Cora said he won't be going to the White House. What's behind his decision?
It was a change in decision for him. Initially, he planned on going. Then in January, he said he was still thinking about what he wanted to do. Then he told the Puerto Rican paper El Nuevo Dia that he wouldn't be going. And it was really significant that he told a Puerto Rican paper because the reason he's not visiting is because Puerto Ricans are still struggling in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. The Red Sox manager said this to reporters.
The government has done, you know, some things back home that are great, you know, but as the reporter said, you know, we still have a long ways to go, you know, and that's our reality. So, you know, it's pretty tough, you know, to go celebrate when we're in where we at, you know. And I'd rather not go and just, you know, be consistent with everything.
What about other players? Who else isn't going, and what have they said about skipping the visit?
Yeah, here are some of the big names who won't be there. Reigning American League MVP Mookie Betts, pitcher David Price, outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., shortstop Xander Bogaerts, third baseman Rafael Devers, catchers Christian Vasquez and Sandy Leon, and relief pitcher Hector Velasquez. Virtually all the players have actually chosen not to elaborate on why they're skipping the visit. The one exception on the player side is Velasquez. He's Mexican. He's specifically not going because of Trump's comments about migrants from Mexico, Central, and South America, as you know.
Shira, do you think that this visit to the White House could become a divisive issue for the entire team?
Well, if you're looking at who's planning to go and who's planning to skip the visit, it's pretty clear, you know, the prominent players expected to be there are white. And at last count, the prominent no's were all persons of color. It's certainly not the optics the team wants, especially as it tries to be a more inclusive organization. They've tried to confront the team's racist past, and they're also trying to show that, you know, racist incidents that have happened at Fenway Park don't represent the franchise, don't represent the city. Team President Sam Kennedy has said he supports Cora, as well as the players who decide not to go to the White House. When asked how the Red Sox keep the visit from becoming a divisive issue, here's what he said on NESN.
It is an honor for the Boston Red Sox to be invited to the White House, to be recognized for our World Series championship, and we need to make this apolitical. Those who want to go will go. Those who don't want to go don't have to go.
He also says that he believes the Red Sox have created a culture where team members feel free and comfortable making individual decisions about what they're going to do.
Now, winning sports teams started visiting the White House in, what, the 1920s. So how did we get to this point where these visits have become so politically charged?
Yeah, it's a far cry from when the Celtics actually became the first NBA champions to visit the White House in 1963. President Kennedy found out that the team was there on a tour, and he said, hey, come on over to the Oval Office and let's chat. And actually, Bill Russell wasn't there because he overslept, didn't know the team was going to meet the president that day. Obviously, now a lot of pomp and circumstance and attention surrounds White House visits. And that obviously creates a platform for politicizing these visits. You may remember that Boston Bruins goaltender Tim Thomas didn't go to the White House with his teammates to meet President Obama and celebrate the team's 2011 Stanley Cup win. In a Facebook post, Thomas said he didn't go because the federal government has grown out of control, threatening the rights, liberty, and property of the people. And then, of course, you have President Trump with his comments on NFL players who have kneeled during the national anthem to raise awareness of racial and social injustice. Trump withdrew his invitation to the NBA champion Golden State Warriors after players spoke out about his policies. So basically, it may have started before Trump, but the way he's inserted himself into the sports world has made the visits more political.
Okay. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.